Now, part two of our interview with U.S. Senator Mike Rounds on America's Hot Barn Report. Happy Thanksgiving, folks.
Where's the beef?
Totally. And speaking of which, how are we doing on mandatory country of origin labeling? I know you're in close proximity with Bill Bullard and RCAF USA, and you talk to all the movers and shakers that are pushing that. We see a lot of stuff on social media like, oh, yeah, that's never going to happen. There is a chance it may happen, right?
I think there is, but here's the issue. As ag groups, we can't be in a circular firing squad. We've got to be working among ourselves with a solid message to everybody else. And we've got to bring the consumers in on this, because those consumers, they want to know where stuff is coming from. You know what? They want packaging that says what's inside on anything they buy. Moms want to make sure that they're providing good food for their kids. And if we can get that mandatory country of origin labeling in there, the consumer will send a message and they'll buy American beef. But at the same time, in order to get there, we've got to have all the guys in the industry kind of rolling in the same boat here. Sometimes we don't do a real good job of getting everybody together. So I think the ag industries have got to come together with a proposal that's legit, and then we got to bring those consumers in. And winning those consumers is the name of the game. You know, you've heard me say it before. We only got 9 states where cows outnumber people. That means 18 senators out of 100 in the United States Senate. When you got to have 60 to get anything done, we need senators that represent consumers on our side. We can do that, but we got to get the ag industries together. Point in the right direction.
Amen. Circular firing squad. There's a visual. I like that one. Never heard it before. Is that a Mike Rounds original?
Oh, no. We talk about that a lot up here when we talk about the different industry groups that aren't on the same wavelength and they're taking pot shots at one another. We got to quit doing that.
So somebody in D.C. has a sense of humor, kind of, right?
Hey, you know what, Monty? I work with good people up there. Sometimes they got different points of view, but rest assured there are some good people there. And I just share that there is hope. And right now, we want the livestock industry. We want that livestock industry to see some stability. We think the president really does understand. He's just trying to get by a couple of years here where prices are really high and he knows he's going to be under pressure. But he tells us time and time again, he cares for the livestock industry. He cares for farmers and ranchers. I really think he does. I just think right now we got to get the right voices to him. And ranchers don't want a subsidy. They want a good market. Bottom line.
Get her down. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably an easy one. I like any cut of beef.
Here's Bryce Dibbern with the Livestock Marketing Association.
The Common Ground Coalition was formed to unite the livestock industry. We need to get some wins. The industry has been really good about playing defense. It's time to start playing some offense and take some steps in the right direction. There has never been a better way to make a positive impact on the livestock industry than right now by just signing on to the coalition. If you guys go to thecommongroundcoalition.net, it's simple. It takes 5 to 10 seconds. It is going to make a huge impact. Time is now. CommonGroundCoalition.net.